again, speaking with Richard McCoy from Landmark Columbus and Exhibit Columbus and Catherine Armstrong from the Columbus Area Arts Council. Richard, you were kind of talking earlier, and maybe Catherine, you can speak to this too, how all of this fits together. You know, the pieces come together, and it's more than just you two or a committee that's bringing this together.
Yeah, absolutely. And this has been, you know, really the most thoughtful and considerate project I've certainly have ever been involved with. This is something, this exhibition that's opening this week is the culmination of really 3 years of work from, I think we could say hundreds of people. And it's, and maybe close to 1,000. There's so many people that have been involved in this, have thought about it, helped us make things. And so this is really why when we had this tagline of architecture, art, design, and community, this is a big part of this is we want to be involved in community in the broadest sense of the world, of the word, but also very specifically with designers in this design legacy of Columbus, but also with fabricators and makers. I think that Indiana often on a national level unfairly gets this this idea that, or people consider it just a cornfield state or something like that. This is a maker state. This has been a maker state for over 100 years. This has always been a maker state, and Bartholomew County is a maker county. You know, maybe it's kind of an ag county, but there's more. This town can make anything. And so we really wanted to celebrate that. And at the same time, we wanted to do something that related to education. And so, you know, with Indiana University creating a Master's of Architecture program here, which is going to be amazing. It's really going to be a world-class program. And with so many other things happening with Lloyd Brooks' program at Ivy Tech, you know, this town is really starting to get a hold of design education in the same way with all the things that Catherine's doing at the Arts Council. So I think there's a moment for us to consider community, but to really focus in three areas of that, and that's design, fabrication, and education.
So opening weekend is coming up. What are some of the fun activities we can expect?
Well, you'll see all over town our posters, which are two-sided. On the back, there is a full schedule, and there you can also see schedules around. I believe there's an article in today's Sunday Republic that's going to have some information about it. So, of course, read the Republic, check our webpage, and check us out on Facebook. But this is actually a three-day celebration opening. And so on Thursday night, we open that amazing high school installation on the corner of 7th and Washington. And then with Catherine, we sort of hand the mic over to Catherine, and she leads a community art walk. Catherine, maybe I could pass the mic to you literally now. And you
yes,
can tell it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great timing. So the community art walk is going to happen on Thursday, August 24th. That starts at 5:30 and will go until 9 p.m. And we're encouraging people to walk through what is approximately 7 to 8 sites. And there is information on our website at www.artsincolumbus.org. You can also find information on our Facebook page. And there are posters, and there'll be a map that's generated that we're asking you to take to these different sites. And again, encouraging people to walk in between the times of 5:30 and 8, and then come to the Hotel Indigo with your map that's been stamped, hopefully 5 times, and you can enter to win. Believe it or not, we have some tickets left over for the Columbus movie on September 1st. So there's going to be a reception, and the Hotel Indigo is also celebrating graphic design as part of the art walk, and that's an important location to exhibit Columbus, so there's some exciting visual things to see there, too. And it'll be a cash bar, some light snacks will be offered, and again, a chance to gather and celebrate this great opening weekend of Exhibit Columbus that starts on Friday, and potentially win tickets to see what is getting the best ratings, I think, of an independent film with Columbus and architecture as the star. So how cool to connect all these lovely art and cultural experiences together.
We start back up on Friday morning. We open these 6 university installations. We're going to have all sorts of college kids in the town. It's going to be really exciting. And then Friday night, we have this preview party, which is a fundraiser for us. And so we are, you know, we're charging entry for that, and it's not a free event, but it's a fundraiser for us. It's going to be really amazing. We were going to have it at the Cummins Corporate Office Building, but we had such a response, we had to move it out to Millrace Park, which was, you know, another amazing site. It's not like we downgraded in any way. We're out and going to be the most beautiful park And so we're going to have, I think by the time it's all said and done, 700 or maybe a few more than 700 people out there. It's going to be a great night. We're going to have food and cocktails and some entertainment. The entertainment is really interesting. It's Salam Band from Bloomington, which is a quartet that plays acoustic Middle Eastern music. And then to help us party the night away, we have Busman's Holiday coming out for that party. So it's really going to be a fun night. I know it's going to be a perfect, clear, sunny evening without a drop of rain.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Jones, the director of the Parks Department, told me he was personally out there killing every single mosquito. So there's no worry about any of that. So also, I want to tell you, there's one more event this weekend. So we have Thursday with the Arts Council and the high school kids, Friday, university, and the preview party. Saturday, though, we're going to have the biggest street party ever. And so this is going to be free and open to the public starting at 2 o'clock at 5th and Lafayette there between First Christian Church and the library. And we're going to open each of the Miller Prize installations and the Washington Street installations in this really fun procession going all the way down to Millrace Park. And then we're going to have a big party with the City Parks Department to celebrate the opening of Exhibit Columbus and the 25th anniversary of Millrace Park. This is all free and open to the public, family friendly. It's going to be great. And I'm happy to announce here that to tell folks who the band that's going to play that day. I'm really excited about it. It's Lily and Madeline, who is a duo from Indianapolis that are touring now nationally. They just got off a small gig with John Mellencamp. And so this is going to be a free concert in Millrace Park. We're going to have, you know, in a sense, like 3 days of parties to open Exhibit Columbus.
And Tim, I want to add one more thing to Saturday's calendar. August 26th, since we are in the Rising Radio studio, shout out to Trey Rising, who is from Columbus, Indiana, lives in L.A. He's going to be in town. You can see one of his pieces that's owned by Kids Commons on the Art Walk. But you can actually join in on Make Your Own Emoji with Trey at Kids Commons. Two mini workshops starting at 11, ending at 1 o'clock. And that is $7 for the workshop. And then if you want to experience the museum, it's a total of $14 for the admission included in that workshop fee. We hope people will come down and experience that and then go to that 2 o'clock party in the street to celebrate Exhibit Columbus.
All right. Definitely get it on your calendar this weekend. It's going to be a big one here that, again, keeping Columbus on the map with art, design, and architecture. So thanks, Richard McCoy, again, from Landmark Columbus and Exhibit Columbus, and Catherine Armstrong from the Columbus Area Arts Council. Again, Richard, your website that we can find some more info.
ExhibitColumbus.org or on Facebook at Exhibit Columbus. Check us out.